I'm in a lab at Henry Ford Community College today, watching a group of apprentices try to fix a deliberately broken automated assembly line. Instructor Gary Wisniewski is talking Ray Lamar Wiggins through part of the assignment.
So you want us to, like, restart the thing again?
Yes.
And don't
yes.
even pay attention to that one?
Just yes.
The students are
one.
Learning a trade called mechatronics in Michigan's first try at a German-style apprentice program. It was started by the state MEDC, Henry Ford and Oakland Community Colleges, and 11 German auto suppliers with operations in Michigan. In the end, the apprentices will be able to do a job the suppliers sorely need to fill, managing automated assembly lines.
I'm going to need like 8 pieces of paper.
Yeah. Back to the drawing board.
Apprentice Rebecca Newman says they'll work 40 hours a week, either in the classroom or on the job, but the auto suppliers pay the tuition and a wage.
$200 a week, so it's not bad for being paid to go to school.
Apprentice Austin Cronin feels some extra pressure to succeed. The high-stakes pilot was mentioned by Governor Snyder in his most recent State of the State speech.
So it's like we are setting the example for the rest. Whether if we are successful, then they'll continue it. If we fail, then they'll discontinue it.
In the long run, the hope is this program will expand to other fields. Sean McElinden is an economist with the Center for Automotive Research. He says there's no doubt paid apprenticeships help Germany train its people for good jobs.
Germany's manufacturing, which is not low cost, has remained globally competitive with this system, and that's a powerful attractant.
But McElinden says changing how we train people won't be easy or fast. Sophie Stedke says one obstacle will be cultural. Stedke runs the apprentice program for ZF, one of the German suppliers. She says companies from each industry have to come together and agree on what the apprentices learn, even if some skills help only a few of the companies. That improves the quality of the labor pool for everyone.
Here in the U.S., it's a totally new concept, and it brings also a different mindset in. All of a sudden, we have to work together, even that we are competitors.
Of course, there's a danger that companies not involved in the new system will swoop in and hire the workers away from the suppliers. But Stepke says apprentices are really loyal because so much has been invested in them, and doing nothing isn't a good option. Too many people with 4-year degrees can't find jobs. Too many employers can't find skilled workers. Stepke thinks these apprentices are taking the first step toward a radical change of Michigan's education system. Someday.
Detroit, Michigan is all about auto manufacturing. So have students being trained in that area. And then it comes down to all professions.
And the pilot is about to expand in a small way. There's a plan for a second class of mechatronics apprentices this fall and possibly 2 new programs in industrial design and information technology. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.